T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Betsy Benson, Pittsburgh Magazine publisher. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things, I can't tell which one of your staff members or contributors Kevin had lunch with, but we'll reveal that next week, maybe, or the week after.
2 weeks.
But you guys do a great job talking about food. So can customer expectations meet the reality of restaurant staffing? It's a challenge.
The answer is, I think, apparently not. Right now. So, our dining critic, Hal B. Klein, talked to a bunch of restaurant workers and restaurant owners, and it's really part of a national issue that is arising, and it's frustration on both sides. Diners are upset because, the restaurants aren't open at the normal times. The menus are different and often shorter. There's longer waiting times. Waiting times to get a table and waiting times to get their food. So, yes, understandable frustration is growing. But what's happening is that, the diners are forgetting that restaurant workers are as much a victim as we are of the pandemic. And they're short-staffed. They're trying to do what they can. And I think this is sort of a call to action that, diners probably need to take a moment and just, understand that the workers are doing what they can with limited resources. And, it's just something that is causing a lot of unhappiness all around.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to sort of look at the big picture, folks. They can't order all that food because they're not as busy as they used to be, and they don't have as much staff to prepare everything. So it's just the way it is. Deal with it.
Right. And if we continue to demoralize the restaurant workers by being rude to them, they're going to quit and we're going to have to wait longer for our food.
Yeah. My thing is always, if you're going to be rude to somebody at a restaurant, stay home, cook it yourself.
Exactly.
Spare us your attitude. Hey, here's what I like about the fall, and that is haunted houses. I like going to them. They're a lot of fun. A lot of cities don't have them like we do here in Pittsburgh. It's very unique. Because, like I said, some cities you go to, they don't have any. But we have a great one, and you feature it.
We do. We have a lot of them. And so we've been doing this weekly compare and contrast haunted houses by sending out our staff writer, Ollie Gratzinger. So he's been kind of going to each one. And he's not really like you. He's kind of a scaredy cat. But anyway, so he went to 100 Acres Manor in Bethel and has a report about it, and basically says it's very high quality effects. It's kind of a cool user's guide to these various haunted houses. But basically, being terrified can be fun. That's the lesson for Ollie, and he's sort of a novice at these things.
And this week, Pittsburgh history. I love this. The most exciting game at PNC Park. A look back.
Oh, wasn't it wonderful? If you remember, we were playing our first postseason game in 2 decades. 40,000 people crammed into PNC Park. National League wild card game against the Reds. And you remember the defining moment when the crowd started. And he inexplicably just dropped the ball right on the mound. And it was like a cue for Russell Martin to hit that home run. And, what a moment.
That was magic. It really was. And you can read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine, pittsburghmagazine.com. And Betsy Benson is your publisher. Betsy, you got big plans for the weekend?
Well, my biggest plan is going to the big event tonight, the Larry Richard event.
Oh, you're going to be there.
Betsy.
I am. Very excited.
Bring some Kleenex, because there will not be a dry eye in the place. It's going to be a very powerful evening, but it will be inspirational and uplifting overall. So,
Betsy, I'm a crier. I let the emotions fly. So
me too.
You want to sit next to me.
That's why Kevin's in the back. All right, we'll see you tonight. Looking forward to it. Thanks. Betsy Benson on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.